This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. And Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, is with me from the Pacific Research Institute. We've been speaking of long COVID that does not have an immediate remedy, to my understanding. But there is something that can be done, which is to update the boosters of the various remedies for the original wave, the alpha, the delta, and then the Omicron variety, 1, 2A, 4, and 5. 4 and 5 seem to be in the world now. Henry, the recommendation here is that COVID-19 vaccination has substantially mitigated the burden of COVID-19, preventing millions of deaths and hospitalizations since the first vaccines were rolled out in late 20. Help me, Henry, is that a debate? I mean, the way it's asserting here is as if people still doubt it. Vaccination saved millions of people, correct?
Oh, absolutely, John. It's only a debate in the fevered imagination of COVID minimizers and vaccine deniers, anti-vaxxers. There's no question that that the vaccines have saved us from a worldwide major catastrophe.
We now have Omicron 4 and 5, BA.4, BA.5, to be technical about it. They're variants of the Omicron, which spread very quickly, and I presume that these are just as infectious. You instructed me about all that language, Henry, but it's easy to catch. And it's easy to catch if you're not masked and if you're in the vulnerable group, which I am. So I'm very careful as much as I can be. But the updates, I've had 4 shots now. I believe they were all Moderna. The updates now, I'm not sure where they are. They're more difficult to find in the countryside, Henry. Is there a reason for them to be more difficult? Have they switched financing of this, or is something changed that the public perception that the virus is gone and we don't have to worry about it anymore? What's happened?
Well, that's a very good question, John, because we're only for this new bivalent booster, bivalent because it contains the genetic material, the antigen, for both the original Wuhan virus and also the BA.4.5 that you the Omicron BA.4.5 that you mentioned. Uptake of that updated vaccine is only about 5%, which is really pathetic and disgraceful. And so there should be plenty around. So I can't explain why there aren't very many outlets that have it, unless that's the reason, that if a pharmacy chain is just not seeing much demand, they might not distribute it to every one of its outlets as they did earlier when there was larger, greater demand for the original vaccines.
You send me a study from the Commonwealth Fund in which they discuss Omicron 4 and 5 updates, bivalent of updates. And they have 2 scenarios. The first scenario is a COVID booster uptake for the eligible population based on age-specific influenza vaccination coverage 2020 to 2021 by the end of this year. In the second, they're assuming 80% of eligible individuals age 5 and older receive their booster dose by the end of 2022. The differences are sizable in terms of lives saved, in terms of looks like more than 12% lives saved. Averting hospitalizations, averting infections. So I take it from this study, they don't actually come out with large letters. They're saying, get your booster now, because it is not only for yourself, but it's for the people around you.
Oh, absolutely. We should point out that they were a little murky about what the uptake was. They say it's equal to the uptake of influenza vaccine, flu vaccine, for the 2021 season, and that's about 50%. So they're comparing scenarios of 50% COVID vaccine, a booster uptake, versus 80%. And it's worth just citing the more conservative one, the 50% one, because that's closer to what's realistic, I think, in the U.S. currently. But they estimate lives saved of 75,000, averted hospitalizations, 750,000, averted infections, 21 million, 20 million, I should say. And those are really striking. That's compared to if we continue at the same low rate of vaccine booster uptake that we're seeing currently. So I'll tell you, this is a wake-up call, should be a wake-up call for public health officials, both federally, at state, and local. And I think it calls for more aggressive measures, public service announcements, vaccine mandates where it can be done lawfully, and also a wake-up for private and enterprises like supermarket chains and cruise lines and certainly airlines, which I think should reintroduce vaccine mandates in order to get us closer to the Commonwealth Fund scenarios.
Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, I end with a quote from the Washington Post writing up the Scottish study. The study found that the risk of long COVID was greater among women, older people, and those who live in economically disadvantaged communities. People who already suffered from physical and mental health problems such as respiratory disease and depression were also more prone to long COVID. I'm John Bush.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.